The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stettmiller, with you on this Thursday, 15 November 2018. A couple of sad announcements. Yesterday, Steve Elkins' father died. I think he was 91 years old. And Mark Anderson's father died within this last week as well. So my condolences for those who have not lost any family members. And you know, you don't forget the first time you go through it. You just don't. Mark Anderson and Jeff Bennett have agreed in principle to come back to the network. I think it's going to be an interesting 2019. The cracks are starting to show. They can't shore it up anymore. They can't whistle through the graveyard, rolling their little eyeballs and playing pocket pool. The apparent is coming to the surface. So I think it's time for Jeff to come back with his economic stuff. So, well. You know, 5G, I've been talking to a lot of people, a lot of technicians in the last couple of days about this, that, and the other, about cell towers and microwaves and things of this nature. And I was talking to one tech that quit another company because they kept telling their customers for cellular service, oh, no. No, we're improving the coverage area, and you'll get a much better signal. Yeah, I was told this 5 years by AT&T, literally at my home. I could look at my cell phone, which was the original iPhone. I still have that, folks. You know, that's what it used to amaze me with people. Oh, the new iPhone would come out, and they'd line up around the block to go get one. I'm old school. If the damn thing, I buy it new, I take care of it, and I have it forever. Most of the stuff that I buy is going to outlast me. Because why? I take care of it. So I got one of the original iPhones. It's over a decade old. And, you know, it's just the way I do things. Well, I signed up with another company, you know, with all this bandwidth available and megabytes per second and down here in Central Texas, folks, shame on Google. They came in, took the sipping straw out, and turned on the fire hose. And I'm talking about fiber optic and its capacities. AT&T, for internet at home, I was paying an ungodly amount of money, and I had 50 down and 12 up. Whoop-de-doo. I go with this other company. I might as well say it, Spectrum. Oh, well, you got 400 down and 20 up. Oh, and by the way, it's going to be half the cost you were paying AT&T. Yeah. This is why I keep referring back to competition. I don't care if it's in the medical field, hospitals. I don't care where and which. Competition keeps pricing to the customers in perspective. I mean, if you've got a lot of people competing for customers out there, whether they're potential patients or whatever, people are going to offer the best service at the best price to try to pull you in. Now, the insurance companies kind of screwed that up a little bit. Boy, did they ever. So it's not a full competitive market. Used to be, folks. Remember when we didn't have health insurance? Remember those days that privately you paid for your own medical care, and that meant you opened up your wallet when you went into the emergency room or you checked in the hospital? And if you didn't have the money, they would send you down to the collectibles department. You gave them their information, and they would bill you a month. Remember those days? Well, those are long gone. But these texts were telling me some interesting things. And so 5G, a lot of these companies, they weren't going to do anything, change cell phone configurations, up the bandwidth or capacities or do anything else. They were just sitting there, just tapping their fingers, waiting for the right market moment, and now the moment is upon us. 5G is going to go full speed ahead, full tilt boogie, frying everybody's brains out around the country. And you don't have to worry about that cell tower being 10 miles away and you might get a signal, you might not. No. That little mini cell tower is going to be 30 feet from your front door. So you're going to have the smart meters and all this stuff cooking in. Now you're going to have the 5G. Well, absolute scientific proof that cell phone radiation causes cancer. Over at Natural News, most of us are completely dependent on our mobile devices and in total denial about them representing any kind of danger to our health. Unfortunately, the reality is that experts have been warning for some time that the technology we've come to love and depend on, and which, let's face it, makes our lives so much easier and faster, carries some serious health risk. And those warnings are getting louder all the time as more and more studies confirm a worrying link between cell phone radiation and cancer. The UK's Mirror recently reported that a definitive animal study conducted by researchers from NIH's National Toxicology Program found that the radiation emitted by 2G, listen to this, folks, I'm not talking 4G here, I'm talking 2G and 3G phones, cause cancerous brain and heart tumors in male rats. The study took longer than a decade to carry out and to cost the government $25 million. Dr. John Bucher, the study's lead author, warned. He said, "We believe the link between radio frequency radiation and tumors in male rats is real. And this evidence continues to mount." For their study, the research team kept approximately 3,000 rats in special chambers where they were exposed to intermittent radiation, 10 minutes on and 10 minutes off for 9 hours each day. From the womb until they were 2 years old, the equivalent to, I guess, a 70-year human life, the research confirmed that 6% of the rats went on to develop heart and brain tumors, while none of the controlled rats who were not exposed to radiation did so. Strangely, the radiation-exposed rats lived longer than usual, but the study authors believe that this was only because the radiation helped decrease chronic kidney problems, which older rats are usually susceptible to. The team concluded that there is clear evidence that cell phone radiation causes cancer, at least in rats. They were quick to try to say the risk could be different for humans than for rats. Quoting them, "The exposures used in the studies cannot be compared directly to the exposure that humans experience when using a cell phone. In our studies, rats and mice received radio frequency radiation across their whole bodies. By contrast, people are mostly exposed in specific local tissues close to where they hold the phone. In addition, the exposure levels and durations in our studies were greater than what people experience." Now, they're talking about holding that little thing up. You know, a lot of people went out and got the little earbuds, and most of the cars now have Bluetooth in them, so your phone is on, and it could be in the back seat or in the trunk for all that matters, and you don't have to have the phone close to you. But that's not what I'm looking at. I'm looking at all this free-flowing radiation, microwave stuff, just permeating the air everywhere. You know, most people, when you think about radiation, they go, "Oh, yeah, it's those smart things, you know, those smart meters." Folks, how do you think these cell networks are connected? There's radio frequencies, microwave frequencies. So, you know, we have radio frequency out there. We have a ton of frequencies. Some naturally occurring, like, say, from the sun. Others are man-made. And it's like, if you don't see it, it's not going to hurt you. No, it's there. Now, they said in this article, it's kind of interesting, the exposures used in the studies cannot be compared directly to the exposures of human experience because in our studies, rats and mice received radio frequency radiation across their whole bodies. And they're saying that human beings, well, they get it when they're holding the phone to their head. Now, that simply makes no sense, however, if the radiation exposure was spread out across the rats' whole bodies, but they still went on to develop heart and brain tumors, how would humans who hold their cell phones against their heads all day long somehow would be less likely to develop brain tumors? The fact is, as previously reported by Natural News, cell phones emit a dangerous form of electromagnetic radiation, which is absorbed by the tissues and cells that come in close contact with the phone. For most people, that would be the cells of the head and the neck. It is logical that long-term chronic exposure to this type of radiation would be at least as damaging to humans as it proved to be for rats in the study. And this was by no means the only study to join the dots between cell phone radiation and cancer. Natural News previously reported on some sensible ways to minimize the exposure to cell phone radiation, and the obvious solution is landline. I have to have one of those in my house because when I get a cell phone call, oh, you got 3 bars on your phone. I answer the phone, I can sit there and watch it, drop to 2 to 1, and then just drop entirely. So I have to carry, most people have dropped their home phones, and they just have their cell phones. Well, at least if I have a power outage, I can still use my cell phone. That is if I make a quick 15-20 second call. Wow. They say keep your phone away from your body and your head, preferably at arm's distance when you're using it, and especially important when your cell signal is weak, as the phone might increase its power to make up for it. Now, this is what a lot of people miss. Your phone is desperately trying to bring in a signal, and this wears on your battery. Haven't you ever noticed, folks, that sometimes your cell phone battery is, and, you know, you use it, and, you know, then you get into this habit, okay, well, I haven't charged my phone in a couple of days, and you look at it, and you might plug it, and you may not. It may be half deleted, the power half deleted, and sometimes you look at it, and it's almost all the way deleted. Well, it also happens when your phone is searching for signals. It's just pumping out the little power and using that little battery, straining to capture a signal. Now, keep in mind that texting and video calls let you hold your phone further away from your body. Don't keep your phone in your pocket. Instead, keep it in a bag where you need to carry it around. You should also avoid sleeping with your cell phone close to your head. In a nutshell, it is best to use cellular devices only when absolutely necessary. Place them on airplane mode when not in use, and keep them as far away from the body as possible when you're using them. So, there's your skinny on cell phones. And they're moving ahead with these 5Gs at a very, very rapid rate. Now, cost-wise, to deploy all this stuff, I don't have any idea versus cell phone tower configuration and what they have to do to beef that up. But I do know this. The coverage is going to be greater. Why? Because you're going to have a bunch of these little emitting stations all throughout your neighborhood. Don't know exactly what the range on these things are or how many per square mile based on, you know, population density, the amount of people that will be using, you know, because it is comes down to bandwidth. But I'm sure that they've calculated all that stuff. And here we go. U.S. sanctions 17 Saudis, including Crown Prince, top aide over Khashoggi killing. Now, this is I'm going to hop, skip, and jump around here today, but it seems to be rather fascinating. Instead of telling the Saudi government, hey, bunch of you towel heads over there, in the upper echelons of government killed his Khashoggi character. So what are they doing instead? Instead of throwing sanctions on the country? I'm sure there's a consideration because Saudi Arabia is so good buds and pals with Israel now. We don't want to upset the process of the Greater Israel Project over there. So this is what they've decided to do. Earlier Thursday, Saudi Attorney General Saad al-Mojaib demanded the death penalty for 5 out of the 11 defendants who were accused in the case of murder of the Saudi dissident journalist in Saudi diplomatic compound in Istanbul. The U.S. Treasury introduced sanctions against 17... Sanctions. Treasury. Against 17... You know, as if these people are being indicted, why would you put sanctions on them? If supposedly they're going to go through the process here of facing criminal charges and trial, why would you sanction them? And don't tell me that the hierarchy in the top level of the Saudi government wasn't in on this damn thing. So they introduced sanctions against 17 Saudi nationals over their suspected roles in killing of Jamal Khashoggi. The Treasury Department's Office of Foreign Assets Control said in a notice on its website Thursday. The Treasury notice confirmed that sanctions would include restrictions against Saad al-Qahtani, a former top aide to Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, as well as Mohammed, I'm not even going to try that one. At any rate, the Saudi officials are sanctioning were involved in an abhorrent killing of Jamal Khashoggi, and these individuals who targeted and brutally killed a journalist who resided and worked in the United States must face consequences for their actions. And I was according to Steve the Munchkin over at Treasury. Now, Munchkin demanded that the Saudi government take appropriate steps to end any target of political dissidents and journalists. In a separate statement of the new sanctions, Mike Pompeo, our Secretary of State, indicated that the State Department would continue to seek all relevant facts, consult the U.S. Congress, and work with other nations to hold accountable those involved. According to Pompeo, the targeted individuals occupied positions in the royal court and several ministries and offices of the government of Saudi Arabia at the time of Khashoggi's killing. I say again, the top levels of government over there knew. They all knew. So we're going to go after the 17 individuals that are going to be gone after on a legal basis for murder to begin with. And let's not hold the Saudi government accountable. Gee, I wonder if that'll interrupt the weapons sales. Oh, you know what? I bet it doesn't. I bet it doesn't. It doesn't affect the deal, the arms deal that we had with Saudi Arabia, because if it did, people might raise an eyebrow. They might ask a question or two. If the Saudi government was in full knowledge of what was going on, well, then wouldn't we have to hold the Saudi government accountable? And why would we be sending the Saudi government all these arms? And who are they going to be blowing people up with? Just ask the people in Yemen. You better ask quick, because they're being killed off systematically. Dead people tell no tales. Can't ask them a question. Don't expect an answer. You'll be waiting a very, very long time. Okay, why do I have Richard Allen Miller on my screen? Oh. Okay. All right. Appreciate that. So, let's just sanction the 11 that are going to be charged. Makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? And I'm still, a little side note here while I'm thinking about it. Where are we at with all these... all these indictments? Where are we at with going after Hillary Clinton? I barely hear the email thing mentioned anymore, let alone her complicity and the thievery that was involved in and around the Clinton Foundation. Somehow that's just been put on the back burner for a while.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here's an interesting twist on the California fires. California is to be referred to from here on out as Corruptifornia. Dianne Feinstein, her husband, wins a near billion-dollar high-speed railway contract. California has been talking about high-speed railways since forever. It's not, the issue is it's not going to be profitable, but there's an update to this. Questions have been raised as to whether or not Richard Blum still owns a substantial or any interest in Tutor Perini. A number of published accounts in addition to those cited claims that he does. This report indicates he sold 3 million shares in 2005, but it's unclear what portions of his holding may remain. Now, Senator Feinstein's financial disclosure form contains no reference to Tutor Perini, although it does indicate holdings in a number of Blum Capital Partners funds. Now, to the surprise of absolutely no one familiar with the ways of Corrupta California, the one-party state completely in the hands of the Democrats, a consortium whose lead firm is controlled by Richard Blum, husband of Senator Dianne Feinstein. was awarded nearly a $1 billion contract for the construction of the first phase of the so-called high-speed rail line to link San Francisco and Los Angeles. Those paying attention to the project call it the half-fast rail line, or half-assed, however you want to look at that, because it will share trackage with conventional commuter rail trains in the sprawling Los Angeles and San Francisco areas, lowering its average speed levels to achieved by American railways about a century ago.
Yeah,
I know a little bit about railroading, and these high-speed rails, folks, they got to be dead perfect. Spacing of the rails, elevation can't have. I mean, look, you're talking about a rail bed that is 100% solid, rails that are absolutely straight and spaced correctly, and most of the rail lines in this country, folks, oh my God. The primary lines, they pretty much maintain. It's to their best interest to do it because repairing or replacing a track is a lot better than paying all the money for a wreck train and trying to salvage and then having to rebuild massive amounts of track, at any rate. All that being said, I wonder if Blum here, Richard Blum, has any right of way through these areas. They've been burned up. We'll keep an eye on that. Now, here's a biggie. Let me squeeze this in before the bottom of the hour break. Coming out of the Daily Caller, President Donald Trump warned violent leftists and Antifa members that an opposition to them may mobilize, and it would mean big trouble for the leftist group. They better hope that the opposition to Antifa decides not to mobilize, the president told the Daily Caller in an exclusive Oval Office interview yesterday. These people, like Antifa, they better hope that the opposition to Antifa decides not to mobilize, because if they do, they're much tougher, much stronger, potentially much more violent, and Antifa is going to be in big trouble. So far, they haven't done that, and that's a good thing. Trump was asked by the Daily Caller about the recent wave of political violence during his administration, beginning with violent Antifa riots on his inauguration day. When asked specifically about the recent mob outside of Fox News host Tucker Carlson's house, the president said, "I spoke to Tucker. I think he's a great guy, and I think it's terrible. They were actually trying to break Tucker's door down." The mob gathered at Carlson's house last week, and left-wing agitators vandalized the home, cracked the front door while chanting, "Tucker Carlson, we will fight. We know where you sleep at night. You are not safe." The Daily Caller asked the president what tactics law enforcement should practice when dealing with groups like Antifa. And again, he said, Antifa better hope that the other side doesn't mobilize. Because if you look the other side, it's the military, it's the police, it's a lot of very strong, a lot of very tough people, tougher than them and smarter than them. They're sitting back and watching, and they're getting angrier and angrier, said of Trump's Antifa opposition. He's not wrong. I do not remember being angrier in my entire life than seeing those animals outside of Tucker's house, I can tell you that. We're all just sitting and waiting for the signal. All we have to do is be given the freedom for prosecution for self-defense and protecting private persons and property from Antifa, and the rest resolves itself. Notice this keeps inferring that this is not going to be just law enforcement. It's going to be property owners. It's going to be all the gun owners in this country, folks. We would come down harder on these commie... I better not say that on air. It's just some colorful language describing Antifa. We'll just leave that out for the protections of the children and the more sensitive ears out there. Trump knows the opposition did mobilize, and then Rod Rosenstein's Jewish Justice Department mobilized to have them all jailed on trumped-up federal charges. So Trump apparently threatening to let them out of jail and release them into the streets to crush Antifa is a tougher, stronger, and more violent way. And what about the unorganized militia, which all these people, what is it, the age of 18 to something around 45? And all the gun owners of America that are not going to sit there and let their front doors being bashed in by these clowns.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Boy, what a good segue, an Extendivite commercial. Guess who I've got here? The guy that's been with us forever and a day, keeping people healthy, looking for more people out there that have, blood circulation problems, people that are taking that stuff that the doctor gives you, the script for the cholesterol, people taking blood pressure medicines, and all this other stuff. You know, Don, I used a comparison before down here in Central Texas before the big boys with the internet speeds came in. Everybody had to sip from the straw. Now they brought in the fire hose that can drown you. But, you know, I got to thinking about that, and I'm thinking, you know, I'm thinking that this relates to the human circulatory system, that, you know, your arteries get clogged up, and, you know, less oxygen gets to blood flow is curtailed to the brain. And this is why they say that it's exercise and get your heart rate up, keep that pressure up, because this is all about the pressure. But it has to do with the restrictions as well. And I don't know if opening people's arteries like fire hoses is the right comparison, but you see the point. I mean, if it's clogged up, it can't do its job. Less blood goes to the brain. And the brain you know, brain cells die every day, but it also regenerates. But if you got less of the oxygen up there to have that brain function every day at its optimum rate, hell, that's one reason why I'm taking Extendify right now, to keep my blood flowing to my brain.
Yes, I understand, John. We all need to keep the blood flowing to our brain. But, you know, the average 40-year-old has an 80% blockage and has no idea that they have that in at least one artery. So, yeah, it's more important than ever. And even on your website at republicbroadcasting.org, stunning, removing GMO foods from your diet can improve 28 different health conditions.
And you know what? I brought this up the other day. The soybean farmers in this country are crying that they can't sell their soybeans. The government is bailing them out. China is not buying our soybeans because of the trade war that's going on. Now, let me correct this situation. China does not want to buy GMO soybeans from us or anybody else. Russia has banned it as well as China. And Russia is now going to be selling China their soybeans. So here was a very important story, the one element that was left out, and that was the health part of it, that they continue. Fast food restaurants, folks, you know, here's another one. Where are they getting the beef? Well, God knows where they're getting the beef. It could be grown in South Africa, be grown in South America. It can be grown in Fred Schliblack's backyard. You don't know. But the point of it is that all of these meats are injected to the hilt with antibiotics. They're always trying to put more poundage on the hoof. So there was only two smaller companies, out of 30 fast food joints out there, where they've got the hormoned and antibiotic beef, and they've got the GMO buns, and yeah, eat a healthy burger. Eat it. Yeah, go ahead and eat this. Yeah, it satisfies your hunger, but it just took 2 years off your life.
Absolutely. And you know, the thing about your article there, as I went and researched it even further, because, you know, it was very, very interesting. You know, heart disease is one of the effects that comes from GMO foods, and so is digestive problems.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, digestion is very, very important. So, you know, if you're not digesting your food properly and you start, you know, so you're not getting the nutrients out of it, then you start getting sick. And they're saying here how, you know, people noticed more energy and less stomach ailments and better sleep just by not eating GMO foods. And, you know, that's really important. I mean, we should all be saying, no GMO. I mean, Bayer bought Monsanto, and now there's what, over 8,500 lawsuits.
Lawsuits, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
for their wonderful. I mean, come on, you're growing plants that have insecticides in it, and yeah, goody for the yield of the crop because it. And by the way, folks, it only works for a while. Nature has a way of working around things, but the idea is we grow this food with this stuff to make it insect resistant, but then we sell that stuff to human beings and they consume that. Yeah, like I really want to be eating insecticide. It's come out recently that the major cereal producers in this country that it's got more toxic stuff in it than it actually has vitamins that they actually add to it. So, you know, you look at all of this, and the things we don't talk about, Don, is we don't talk about the toxins and the poisons and all of this stuff. It's just taboo. Every country in the world is waking up to the GMO studies and going, you know what? For a cash crop, it might look prettier. Yeah, you might get more poundage per acre on your yield. Yeah, that's good. But you're selling poison. The rest of the world is waking up to this. And I don't know if I was a soybean farmer in this country, we've heard the horror stories from Monsanto that, well, if your crops get infected with their special seed, well, guess what? It then becomes their crop, not yours. Or they'll sue you because you're using their product without their permission. I didn't do it. I didn't enable it. It's called nature, and the stuff blows around and it gets cross-pollinated. I mean, Don, nobody gets any straight answers anymore. And when people ask important questions, the government is no guarantor of your health. That should be left to the individual. But that being said, the individual should have the right to go out there and purchase whatever they're purchasing by way of foodstuffs, you know, how it's processed, but more importantly, what is in this stuff. And here we are, just chugging along with stuff that looks pretty, has next to no nutrient value to it. People are getting sicker all the time, and nobody talks about it because too many people are still making money off of it.
Absolutely, and that's where Extendivite comes in. You know, with the garlic killing off the yeast overgrowth in your gut and getting your gut working again, and then getting the metals out of your liver and supporting your liver, we're trying to change your health. And maybe you'll even get to the point that you say, well, you know, I'm not going to, no more GMO for me. I mean, I start my day off with oats and rolled oats. They're not genetically modified. And the reason they're not is it's not a big enough market. Mm. But corn and wheat, they're huge markets, and they want it all. So, yes, we are a big test market here in North America. They're testing all these foods on us to see what we think. They're testing all this pollution on us. They're, you know, I've carried a cell phone since 1995. I know you were talking about it earlier. So, mm-hmm. you know, I've got 23 years, but I can't hold that phone to my head. If I hold it to my head starts to hurt. And so I have to use the speakerphone on it in order to use it. It's
yeah, but my worry is not what's being emitted by that cell phone. It's all the stuff in the air that's being transmitted that makes that thing work. That's the one thing nobody's talking about, really.
And now they want to convert everything to 5G, which not only affects you, but it also eats the oxygen in the air, so it was saying.
As if we're not, oh, God. You know, it's a wonder that people are just, you know, this almost to me sounds like a bad episode of Walking Zombies or something, The Walking Dead. I mean, ticking time bombs. I mean, it's one thing for people to try to take care of their own health, to be conscientious about it. But there's only so much that they can do. And the rest of it is left up to fate or some scoundrel that's doing stuff that's either electromagnetically radiating you or poisoning you by the stuff and how they grow the foods and everything else. And this is important. So what do they do? Well, they come along with, oh, well, we got to have Obamacare. Oh, yeah, look at the cost of medical stuff. Yeah, look how many people are getting sick and why are they getting sick? I'm sure, Don, you've read the studies of peoples around the planet that they don't suffer cancer. They don't get colon cancers. They don't get pancreatic cancers. They don't get lung cancer. They don't get melanomas. They lead healthy lives because they're eating foods that are unadulterating, coming out of the soil. They prepare them. They eat them. They satisfy their hunger, and they're living a happier, healthier life.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's one of the toughest things is what do we eat? How do we feed ourselves? And, you know, that is the ultimate question, because people believe that they're having the right diet. They believe they're eating the right foods. They believe they're getting the nutrients from the foods that they're eating. Unfortunately, in this day and age, we're not. When factory farming took over in the 20s, it's gone downhill ever since, and it's got worse. I have a local farmer down the road here. He's got about 100 acres of soybean and corn, which are all GMO. And, you know, he talks about, you know, feeding the planet. I mean, this is how many shipping containers are full of food we need to feed the planet. And, you know, they have to use the GMO food so that we can get more out of it, so that we, instead of getting 5 shipping containers off of my field, I can get 7 because I'm using the GMO. But the funny thing is the guy takes the Roundup behind his lawn tractor and one of those sprayers and goes along and sprays all along the side of the road where his corn and his soybean meet the road and kills everything. And he's telling me how good this is for you, but it kills anything and everything it touches. It changes the genes in the plant so that it's like the reverse of an antibiotic for a plant. And it is, well, I've used it in my own driveway. I had some some weeds growing along the house. And so I went, oh, I got to buy this Roundup and put on my rubber gloves and my mask and spray it along the side of my house. And it killed the weeds. I mean, 3 days, 4 days, they were all gone.
I don't know what concentration of Roundup you were using, but several years ago I was using the same stuff. I'd spray the between the cracks in the driveway and the sidewalk and all that, you know, where you don't want the weeds. And in 24 hours, these little puppies are dead. And then we find out that, wait a minute, Roundup is cancer-causing. There's enough studies to prove it, but it's still being manufactured. It's still being advertised, and people are still buying it, and people are still getting exposed to it. And they're trying their best. When Monsanto, when Bayer bought Monsanto out, what the hell were they thinking?
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah.
They inherited all these lawsuits, and there is enough information out there to get these lawsuits settled for damages done to people because the stuff is killing people.
Yeah, that groundskeeper from the school who was supposed to get $218 million or whatever it was, the settlement, it went to another court and another judge, and he said to the guy, we're going to give you $28 million. That's what you get. Take it or leave it. If you want to fight it, we'll start the case all over again, and we'll see how you do second time around.
Well, I would have much rather had the $200 million so I could help other people sue Monsanto / Bayer.
And then, well, he's going to get $28 million for whatever is left of his life and for whatever quality is left of his life. You know, at least he'll have something. And I guess it was $289 million he was supposed to get, but they changed it to $28 million. But at least they didn't take it away.
Well, Don, I don't know. If you were to put a price tag on your life and to get maximum amount of money, knowing your life has been shortened, what actuary table would you use? How would you figure of your life being shortened? What would that be worth?
Well, John, let's look at it this way. I turned 43 in the hospital waiting for an angioplasty. My life was altered and changed. Just before that, my 53-year-old brother died. My 44-year-old brother died within a year. And, you know, when you look at that, you say to yourself, what is my life worth? Well, since Extendivite, I'm 63. I'll be 64 next year. I know that's still young, but I feel good. I have energy. I do things. I can work around the house. I can rake leaves. I can build. I can work on my car. I can do whatever I want because I have my health that I did not have 20 years ago. It was gone. So what was my life worth then? My life was worth disability, about $1,000 a month in Canada to be on disability. So it just ruined my life. But fortunately for me, I found Extendivite, and I took it blind faith. And the reason I took it was because it was natural, and it was just herbs. And, you know, God said, everything you need will be here on the earth. You just go in and pick it and eat it. And we did that for many thousands of years until they decided civilization was something we needed, and they started growing wheat and corn and feeding that to us. And that's when tooth decay and other problems and health-related problems all started coming on because we weren't eating the stuff that we used to eat that was full of nutrients.
Well, look what it did to the cows, you know, feeding them corn and oats. Look what it did to red meat. And then people finally figured it out. Wait a minute. If your cows are grass-fed, guess what? You know, it may not be that really super attractive, evenly marbled meat. You know, they keep telling you, well, this is the way you judge a piece of good meat, with all the fat and the marbling in there. Yeah, okay. Well, then they discovered, well, wait a minute here. You know, well, we can take ground up animal products and stuff, and we can recycle that. We could feed it right back to the cows we're chopping up. Oh, then we had a mad cow episode, and that wasn't quite right. So people have discovered, and I'm very proud of the persistence of people, whether it be on GMOs or tainted meats or whatever the case may be. There has been just an exercise that has gone on year after year of people educating themselves about what they're being sold and what they're not being told of what they're being sold and the dangers of buying their crap. They just, Don, they just haven't been told. And the enterprising Americans out there, they want to know. Inquiring minds want to know. Well, they're finding out. And people are not happy. So now I can see these stories like, oh, the poor soybean farmers, you know. Literally, Don, they're sticking their soybeans in sheds. And if there's a hole in the ground, they're putting it in caves. Their silos are full. It's just all over the place, and they can't get rid of it because they don't have a market. It's because the rest of the world has wised up that we don't want your Frankenfoods. We don't want your genetically modified stuff. We've outlawed it. So sit there on your pile of soybeans and think, what if? What if you're really growing the real thing again, minus the poisons? Don't you think we'd all be better off? Let's take this break. We're talking with Don Wiskin. Extendivite, folks, the newly redone website, heartdrop.com. Talked a little bit more here on Don Wiskin right after this break.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You know, Don, when you were talking about having your heart attack and feeling like crap, and then you get on board with Extendivite, and you're feeling good at the age of 63?
Yeah, 20 years later.
You know, here, folks, how many of you out there, when you wake up in the morning, it's an effort to get out of bed? Your body's not ready, and it's like you get out of bed, you're stiff, you're sore, you're this, that, and the other. Well, I've noticed that has gone away. You know, I used to have leg cramps at night. You know, I guess in more extreme cases, they call that restless leg syndrome or whatever. But gone are the muscle cramps. And it got bad enough in my legs where there wasn't enough circulation. My calves actually hurt when I walked. So I've been diligently taking my Extendivite. Guess what happened? I don't wake up in the morning and have to unkink myself. My legs aren't sore. I don't have muscle cramps, the gastrocnemius muscles. I don't have cramps walking. And there's something else that happened, Don, and I'm paying close attention to this. In those little mini strokes I was having, the little fishies, and you know, having the ability all of a sudden I can't read anything, that has up and disappeared. The blood circulation is in full flow, the oxygen is flowing, and even though I might get stressed and all bunged up and my muscles restricting this and cramping that and everything, I'm not having those episodes any longer. And I attribute that to the Extendivite because I've done nothing else outside of taking the supplements and potassium and magnesium and zinc and all that stuff that we're supposed to have. The only thing that I changed was diligently taking my Extendivite twice a day.
Good for you, because, you know, when you think about it, these are problems that a lot of people deal with. I mean, I was 42 before my heart attack, and I'm walking up the stairs at the back of my house, which was only half a flight, and by the time I got there, my calves were hurting, and I was short of breath. I mean, I was carrying bundles of shingles and doing things like that because I was in the roofing business, but I couldn't do it as well as I used to, and I didn't have the endurance or the strength, and I was always getting sick. I was always catching colds. If there was something going around, I got it. But, you know, I'm going to knock wood here because I haven't had a cold that's made me sick in years. Even when I had the Norwalk virus, I felt bad all day long. You know, every time I drank, because you were so dehydrated, I would, you know, have to run to the bathroom and take care of it from both ends and then go back to the couch and lay down because I had a headache. But at the end of that day when I went to bed, when I woke up the next day, I had no symptoms at all, and I felt really good. And most people were sick for a week to 10 days on that. And, wow. You know, it's amazing what happens when you get your immune system boosted, yep. Which is one of the benefits of the Extendivite. If you do catch a cold or something like that, you only get the symptoms for a day or so, and then you feel much better.
And your liver, that is your little detoxifier and nice little filter for your body. Hey, look, folks, brand new website, they redone it, heartdrop.com. The toll-free number, 877-928-8822. You international listeners, you're in Europe, you're in Australia, here's the international number, 1-011-613-376-6229. You can email them at info@heartdrop.com or just go to their website where all that stuff is on there, heartdrop.com. And I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you, Don Wiskin, because your product works and I'm feeling much better.
And I thank you, John, for letting me come on and tell people about how well this product has worked for me. And
yeah.
And, you know, there's lots out there who'd call in and say what it does for them.
All right. Thank you, Don. This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life, with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.